The 63rd Annual U.S. Senate Youth Program announced its selections. Sarah Gao and Bodie Gower were selected to join Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff in Washington, D.C. to represent California during the week of March 1st through the 8th. Both will be part of a delegation of 104 high school students that will attend meetings and briefings with the senators, the president, cabinet leaders, and Supreme Court justices. Each delegate will also receive a $10,000 college scholarship for undergraduate study. I'm excited to welcome to the exchange one of those selectees to the U.S. Senate Youth Program, Bodie Gower. Welcome, Bodie.
Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here.
Well, I need to read a bit of your bio to give our listeners a sense of how extraordinary you are, so sit tight for a couple of seconds. Bodie Gower is a senior at Ukiah High School, where he serves as president of the Associated Student Body. As the founder and chair of the Northern California Youth Policy Coalition, he supports rural youth by advocating for youth-related legislation at both state and federal levels, spotlighting the perspectives of rural youth and communities across Northern California. He also serves as a member of the Board of Governors for the Young Leaders Political Action Committee and the K-12 Director of Policy for Generation Up, California's largest youth-led advocacy organization. Did I get all that right, Bodie?
Yes, but, you know, it's a lot of, you know, I wouldn't consider myself a super teen, as you mentioned, as we came in, but I would consider myself that as surrounded myself with a bunch of people who've given me opportunities to succeed. And the work that we've done around rural communities has been extraordinary work, and it's been super rewarding, and I'm super excited and honored to represent California in this amazing program.
Well, you make an excellent point. So let's take a step back into time. Tell me about your childhood and where you grew up and what was life like for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm from Mendocino County, and I've grown up in a rural community my entire life. And I was at the State Board of Education meeting last week accepting my award to this program. And I said, you know, growing up in a rural community in rural Mendocino County, I never thought in a million years I'd ever end up here getting the chance to represent the state of California and over 13 million students in this amazing program. I was raised by a single mother, and I remember when I was young, I think it was one of my cousins, I'm like, I really want to go into politics. And I remember them saying, you're a Gower, you don't go into politics, we go into construction, we go into blue collar work. And for me, I'm not someone that likes to be told what to do, and you can ask my mom about that, and she'll confirm that. But for me, that was something that, you know, I don't think that your situation should define you. I think that you should define who you are and who you want to be. And so throughout the years, I've slowly worked towards achieving my goal of, you know, going into politics in some way, shape, or form. When I was about 5 years old, I had a book of presidents, and for some reason, I don't know why, and I still don't know why to this day, I decided to memorize all the presidents in order. Now, I thought this was a normal thing that a five-year-old should be doing, but I have recently found out that is not normal. So this passion for politics has just slowly grown inside of me as well, and I started working on a couple of local campaigns, and from there, we've been able to do a lot of work, both at a local level and a state level. And then from that, I've slowly worked towards founding the Northern California Youth Policy Coalition, where we've been a huge advocate for rural youth.
I can tell you that's not normal for most kids as well. I've got a 12 and 13-year-old at home, and they're not very much interested in politics. How did you become interested in politics and policy making?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk around politics and how it's bad. The thing is, and we got to realize, is that politics shapes every single thing that we do in our life. And as a young person in politics, it's super important that we continue to involve our young people. You know, the decisions that are made today are going to impact myself a lot more than it's going to impact those that are actually making these decisions. And I was talking to a congressman who said that if you're not at the table, you're off the menu. And I really think that goes to show that, you know, it's important that we get involved. And you can't. I was talking to a county supervisor who said the reason I ran for this position was because I was complaining a lot, but I realized I wasn't doing a lot. And so it's really important that we continue to engage people and engage our youth. And from someone that's always been interested in, you know, in the policy process, I've had a passion for public service. And this passion has really driven me to, you know, continue my desire to serve people. And that's the main point, that when we see what is, you know, the public policy process, what is public service all about? It's serving people and making sure that their life is a little bit better off than when you started. And that's what's really driven me towards politics and policy, and making sure that we have it where people are a little bit better off than we started, and we have leaders that are serving the interest of people themselves.
Bodhi, you sound like you have a lot of energy, and I read about half your bio because you've got a whole lot more going on. I don't understand where you find the time.
Yeah. So I actually do sleep. I know it sounds surprising, but I do sleep. For me, it's a lot of time management, but beyond that, I love what I'm doing. Every single day I get up, I go to school, which that part's a little bit less exciting, but everything else that comes after that is what drives me to continue doing what I'm doing. You know, with the Northern California Youth Policy Coalition, we're consistently being advocates for rural youth. We are highlighting the perspectives. We're passing legislation both in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. This stuff drives me to continue doing what I'm doing. With Gen Up, we are consistently working around education issues and how can we improve our schools and a quality education, not only for students in Southern California, but I've been a huge advocate through my position as director of policy for rural youth in Northern California, those that have been often overlooked in the policy discussion. And going back to your previous question on what got me interested, is I was saying there's a lack of opportunity for our rural communities. A lot of youth are telling them there's nothing to do. We don't feel heard. We don't feel seen. We don't feel like our voices really matter in the public policy process. And as someone who's been interested in politics, for me, you know, it became my mission to make sure we consistently engage and empower our youth to be involved.
My guess.
Now, this timing portion, though, yes, it takes a lot of time in my day. I stay up a little bit later than I should. But in the end, I don't care because it's rewarding work and I'm actually serving people. And it's not just me. It's a team. We have so many people that I work with that are helping us as a group achieve our goals.
I want to get to your team. Hang on just a second, Bodhi. My guest is Bodhi Gower, a senior at Ukiah High School, where he serves as president of the Associated Student Body. Bodhi was selected to participate in the prestigious U.S. Senate Youth Program in Washington, D.C. this spring. So you talk about a team, Bodhi. I'm sure you have adult influencers, and you probably have some peer influencers. Talk about them.
Yeah. Well, first off, you know, I always have to credit my mom. My mom is the person that's there for me and make sure that I you know, can do this work. And then I've also had political mentors. I've had a county supervisor that really has helped me start my career in politics. There's a state assemblywoman who's just elected to the state office that has really helped me in Sacramento in, you know, doing the things that I want to do and being involved in the public policy process. And these people, both at a local level, you know, in my family as well, these people are the people that have helped me, you know, complete the work that I want to do and move me towards the position where we are today, where I'm now a huge advocate for rural youth, and that I have the amazing opportunity to represent the state of California in this amazing program.
That you do. Bodhi, it's an old cliche to say that children are our future, but it's really true. How has your environment at Ukiah High School and the community it serves prepared you to lead?
Yeah. Well, I serve over 1,800 kids as the Associate Student Body President. My community is a super diverse community. I have about 65% of my school is Latinos, Latino population, which means that I am very good at balancing the different voices on our campus, and we have many strong voices. It's also made me someone who can work with people very easily. I make sure that we've had a lot of divides in our school, and I've been able to bridge those divides. And it's through my work in people. I'm people first. I don't care your status. I don't care how popular you are. I will work with you no matter who you are. And I think that's what is super important when we come to this public policy and this political process, is we got to make sure that we have people that are working with everyone. And that is how I've been able to lead in my school and lead in my community, because I work with everyone. And I work with and make sure that their voices are valued.
Well, Bodhi, you mentioned that your school is a majority Latino.
Yeah.
And now we have policy at the highest level that is threatening the lives of many families across this country, particularly Latino families.
Yeah.
What do we do to protect those youth that are fearful, that are, you know, feeling a bit traumatic because of the
I'm not going to directly quote on what President Trump is working on, but I will quote, or to the best of my knowledge, quote an article from Cal Matters. The county sheriffs are doing an article on Cal Matters, and you had county sheriffs down in Southern California, some more towards the Central Valley, they were saying that they will work with the federal government, but we also have state law that says that some sheriffs cannot work in that way. Our sheriff here in Mendocino County said that, look, he does not have enough officers to enforce this law. And he said, you know, it's not going to be able to happen here in Mendocino County because it's one, it's a rural community. And that he said one thing is that it's one thing for those that commit a crime. He understands that. Then there are many people that, you know, flow under the radar. And there are many students on campus that, you know, there is a level of fear, but to that extent, you know, there's still hope. We have school districts working with our state colleagues to make sure that it doesn't happen. But, you know, when we look at how can we make sure, we go back to this, you know, bridging the divide that I worked with our students, is that we are working with our campus students as well to make sure that we keep a safe and secure environment on campus.
Wow, you sound like you're really tuned into that. What's your dream, Bodie? How do you hope to achieve whatever you want in professional life?
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, growing up in a rural community, I could never have guessed 10 years ago I'd be in this position. And for me, living my dream currently, I am currently living my dream. I get to go to Sacramento and advocate for legislation at the state capitol. I get to go to Washington, D.C. and meet with members of Congress. This is my dream. This is what I want to do. But my dream as a whole, with, you know, I'd love to go in my bio, I know it says I'd love to go into elected office. Beyond that, as long as I'm serving people, I am leading my dream.
Have you thought about the society you want to see in the next decade? What does Bodie's America look like?
Yeah. Well, I think this is America that we're all hoping for, where there's less partisanship, where we can all work together no matter political party. One thing that I've learned here in my community is that we have many different views and different viewpoints. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day because we are still all people and we can still work together. Just because we disagree on something related to policy doesn't mean that we can't go to dinner afterwards or talk about it. And that's what we're really missing here in the United States, is that sense of bipartisanship. Our coalition is a nonpartisan organization because we know the importance of fostering collaboration between our students. And so my America that I would love to see is one in which we can all work together and come together as Americans, not as political parties.
Well, you sound like quite the leader. Perhaps you're on a fast track to governor.
That's a long ways away. There's a few things that have to happen first.
Have you ever been to D.C.? What are you most looking forward to?
Yeah. So I was in Washington, D.C. this past summer advocating on behalf of two pieces of legislation, both of which dealt with education funding for rural communities as well as special education funding. And for me, being in D.C., when the plane landed, I knew that's where I wanted to be. I loved Washington, D.C. I felt at home. It was my environment. Loved the city. And I have nothing but great things to say for the city of Washington, D.C.
Excellent. Well, we've run out of time for today's exchange. Thanks, Bodie.
Thank you so much.